You are listening to Dave Sweetmore, and yesterday it was the Manchester Marathon, and of course our very own amazing sports reporter Katie Catherall took part, and I'm delighted to say she's joining me now to tell us how it went. Katie, first of all, how are you feeling?
Do you know what? I can't even explain how a marathon feels. It is crazy. The whole experience is just unbelievable. I mean, the whole way through, I felt so emotional. Every other mile, I kept crying and feeling emotional, but it was incredible to actually get around it and finish it. I can't believe that we've actually done it after all these months of working up to it.
Considering it was yesterday and I'm speaking to you now Monday morning, you look unbelievably fresh. How are you feeling? Are you knackered? Are you aching?
I don't feel too bad in terms of like tiredness, but my legs are so sore. I mean, this morning I was getting up and I was hobbling around trying to walk down the stairs and things. But yeah, I mean, in terms of just how I feel, I just feel great. I can't believe it's even happened yet. It's not sunk in enough yet, I don't think, to actually believe that I've done a marathon. It's crazy, really.
I feel like there's still a lot of adrenaline there from what you've actually done. You've been running and taking part in competitions for a long time, but this is the first time you've done a full marathon. Was it like you expected?
Do you know what? That's a good question. I don't think it was. I mean, I knew it was going to be tough. I knew it'd be really hard, but I've done half marathons before. I've done a few different races before, but the marathon is like nothing else. I mean, the whole way through, it's a proper mental battle with yourself. I got to about mile 17 and I thought, can I even do this? Can I carry on and do this? But I think the crowd motivates you so much. All the people you run with are so inspiring. But yeah, I think it's hard to determine what to expect when you get to marathon, but it was an unbelievable experience, definitely.
I see you every day, you know, leading up to the event. I'd seen you pretty much every day. And I know how much preparation you went in, not just to training, but to what you were eating and drinking and stuff like that as well. When it came to the actual day, did you feel prepared?
No, I don't think you'll ever feel prepared for a marathon, though. I think everyone I spoke to yesterday was saying the same thing. They don't feel very prepared. But no, not at all. And I think that made it even more amazing when I crossed that finish line. Think to myself, you know, I didn't feel prepared at all, but I've managed to get around this and cross the finish line, which was just an unbelievable kind of feeling when I crossed that line.
So talk us through your day. You got up Sunday morning, the day of your first ever marathon, the Manchester Marathon. How did your day consist? How did it work?
Yeah, so I got up in the morning, I had some porridge, and I'm not really a big fan of porridge, but I thought best thing to get down is definitely porridge. I got the tram down to Manchester, which was an experience in itself, and then I got there and it was just kind of a process of waiting for my wave to start because I was in the yellow wave, so I was a bit later on in the day. But I watched some of the runners from East Cheshire who ran, and that was really exciting to see them as well. Watched the wheelchair guys run and race, and that was incredible to see as well. And I think just waiting for my kind of starting pen was so exciting. Then when I set off, it was an experience in itself. Everyone in the crowd was high-fiving each other, saying well done and good luck and things. We all set off together, and then the day felt so long. I mean, it's a long time to run for anyway, because obviously it's hours you're running for. But yeah, the whole day felt so long, and I got across that finish line at the end and it seemed to just blink in my eyes. I was so tired. I wanted to get back home so quickly. But then as soon as I got home, I couldn't believe I'd done it. I was sat there on my sofa thinking, wow, I've actually ran a marathon, which is just crazy. And I really couldn't believe it at all.
How did it feel finishing that crossing line? What was it like going over that final line?
Well, if anyone watched the live stream, you'll know that I crossed that finish line and started crying my eyes out, which was
really
ridiculous. Yeah, the emotion you feel anyway is crazy. But as soon as you cross that finish line, I think it all kind of hits you and it floods over you. So I crossed that finish line, hands in the air, cheering, but I was crying my eyes out when I crossed that line. Just full of pride, I think, immense pride, and the fact that I've actually done it and raised over £700 as well, which is incredible.
We are all really proud of you. What time did you do it in?
It was 5 hours 52, I think, in the end, which I couldn't even believe because, you know, my preparation before that had been dire, to be honest. So to say that I got round in that time, was I was just so happy with that. And yeah, I couldn't believe I actually managed to continue it all, really.
We are all really, really proud of you. You just mentioned about the money you raised. For people listening that perhaps aren't familiar with the story and the journey, you were raising it for a brilliant local charity, the Believe and Achieve Trust, based in Tameside. They've been going nearly a decade now. Tell us, for those listening that aren't familiar with the Believe and Achieve Trust, tell us briefly about the work they do and why you decided to raise money for them.
They're an incredible charity, the Believe and Achieve Trust. And people might remember that we had actually had a bit of a campaign last year deciding who I raised money for. So we have asked our listeners and our readers to vote for a charity for me, and the Believe and Achieve Trust won with I think like 600 votes, which is just crazy. And the charity are incredible. Their support has been amazing through this whole journey as well, and they offer sport to kids who are unable to access it normally. There is awareness of meningitis too, which is really important. I think they're just an amazing local charity, and it's important to support local charities too, because there's a lot of support goes to these big, you know, things like cancer research is amazing. But there's small charities in Tameside which are just incredible too, and they need support even more than the big ones do. So yeah, really proud to be supporting them.
And you've already mentioned so far you've raised over £700, which is amazing. I've just looked before we started talking, actually. It's unbelievable. Can people still donate if they want? How long is that going to go on for?
Yeah, the plan is to keep it open to the end of the month. So we'll open it up until the end of the month and then we'll close the page. So it is still open for donations. And I want to say a massive thank you to everyone who has donated, because I think £700 is incredible. And we were only at about 400 last week. So to gain that much money in such a short space of time is amazing too. So yeah, thank you every single person who has donated to that page as well.
Everyone's so proud of you. If people do want to donate, please, please do. Where can they donate now?
The best place is on our website. You can head to the Katie the Manchester Marathon page. All the information's on there. The information about the charity, about my training process, and the link to Just Giving page as well.
So tamesideradio.com, click on the Katie's Manchester Marathon link. And if you can donate, please, please do. And you're going to be presenting the amount of money you've made to the Believe and Achieve Trust at the Made in Manchester Festival on Saturday, the 27th of May, which is going to be amazing to see, you know, a couple of thousand people there thanking you for what you've done for an amazing charity.
That'll be so exciting. I can't wait for that. I mean, the festival's already amazing. I think people in Tameside go to it because it's an incredible festival to go to. But to go there and present a cheque to them will be such an amazing feeling. So yeah, can't wait for that as well.
Do you know what? I feel like I've almost been on the journey with you from deciding what charity you did it for to seeing you last week, you know, to talking to you today, less than 24 hours after you did it. You're a real inspiration. We're so, so proud of you. You've already raised over £700, like you say. All your articles and stuff will be back in the Tameside Reporter and Glossop Chronicle this week. We're not giving you that time off. And of course, you're back on the sports show on Friday from 7 on Tameside Radio.
I am indeed, yes. Thank you for your amazing support, David. I've been amazing to be on the journey with you and having all your support. It's been fantastic. Thank you.
You've had it's an amazing thing you've done. It's been a brilliant journey. And I know that the Believe in Achieve Trust will, you know, not be able to thank you enough. Katie, we're so proud of you. Well done. Congratulations. Are you going to be doing another one?
Or is it too soon to ask that? That's the question, definitely. I mean, not in the short term, but you never know. Never say never. I reckon I probably will be one of them people who aims to do all the major marathons at some point. So we'll see. We'll see.
You're a real, real inspiration. If you do want to donate, you can still do. Tamesideradio.com. Click on the Katie's Manchester Marathon link. Let's raise even more money for a brilliant local charity. Katie, I know you're off for a couple of days now, but we'll see you later on in the week. But once again, congratulations. Well done. We love you to bits. We're so proud of you. What an amazing thing you've done yesterday's Manchester Marathon.
Thank you so, so much, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Katie.